USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Officials in the city of Lubbock, Texas are now condemning students who turned to vandalism to celebrate the Texas Tech Final Four basketball victory over Michigan State last night. Thousands of students flooding streets, flipping vehicles over, and setting bonfires. Police and riot gear eventually had to fire tear gas to disperse the crowds. Texas Tech will now meet Virginia in the final championship game tomorrow night. That after Virginia stuns Auburn in the final seconds.
He's got Brown all the way in the far court. Might as well heave it all the way the distance. A Grant Hill pass. Here it is. Brown turns around. It's off the mark. And Virginia is heading to its first ever national championship game appearance.
That is heard on CBS. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Migrant parents separated from their kids after crossing the border may have to wait longer than expected now to be reunited with them.
The Trump administration is asking for up to 2 years to find the thousands of lost children who were separated from their parents at the border with Mexico before a judge halted the practice last year. The Justice Department said in a court filing on Friday in San Diego that it will take at least a year to review the cases of the 47,000 children who were taken into custody. I'm Wendy King.
A 26-year-old Nebraska man in legal trouble allegedly jumping into the ring and tackling Bret the Hitman Hart during the WWE's Hall of Fame ceremonies last night in Brooklyn. The attacker was able to get a punch in on the 61-year-old pro wrestling legend before he was hauled away by a huge contingent of security forces. WWE's 35th WrestleMania is tonight at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two more members of the FDNY are dead from 9/11 related illnesses as the number of those sickened at Ground Zero continues to grow. The official tally now stands at 343, as retired Lieutenant Timothy O'Neill and firefighter Kevin Lennon both died within 48 hours of each other this past week. Former President Barack Obama meets with his friend, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and while visiting Germany, encourages hundreds of young leaders in Europe to think for themselves. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Former President Barack Obama is in Berlin, where he told a German town hall that young voters need to be involved and make the effort to vote.
You would not let your grandfather or grandmother decide what clothes you wear or what music you listen to. So why would you let them decide the world you're going to live in and the politics that you're going to be subjected to?
Obama met with Chancellor Angela Merkel at her office in Berlin for a meeting characterized by German officials as a routine private encounter with a former international peer.
And a performer who was once a regular fixture on Saturday Night Live will be hosting the long-running series for the first time soon. NBC announcing that Adam Sandler will return on May 4th to SNL, where he began as a writer about 30 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.